Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
15-minute mark on the Fans, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Very cloudy out, but doesn't mean rain's coming. So if you're going to the Buccos and Rangers tonight for fireworks night, it's not going to mess around and the weather's not going to screw up your plans. That's Fan Weather, brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Donnie will be back on Monday. I believe Mulsey will still be off on Monday, coming back from Florida. I am leaving for Myrtle Beach tomorrow. I am undertaking a long car ride with my wife and soon-to-be two-year-old daughter. If you have any recommendations or advice on how to make that drive less dreadful, having done so before, many Pittsburghers drive to Myrtle Beach for vacation. I'd love to hear it at 412-928-9370. So this is a self-serving open phone Friday. And if you have any recommendations on things to do down there, too, in terms of restaurants and stuff, I'm all ears. One thing I want to just throw out there before we get to your calls. I did my Steelers all-quarter century team with Kabali earlier, and Kabali very controversially put Ryan Clark at safety over Minkah. I was shocked by that. I love Ryan, and I still put Minkah ahead of him, even though Minkah's coming off a bad year. I originally put Plexico at wide receiver with AB and Hines Ward, but some listeners pointed out, what are you doing? You forgot Santonio Holmes, and I agree. So I crossed out Burris and put Holmes in his place. I have a soft spot for Burris. He's one of my favorite football players of all time. People said I used to look like him. Did you know that, Dom? That sounds like it doesn't make sense. But people used to say you look like Plexico Burris. You look like a white Plexico Burris. When I used to shave my head. And I used to get that from people. But anyways.
Who's telling you this?
People in college told me that, and then people at my radio station in Buffalo told me that too. They actually took a picture of me next to Burris and said, what do you think? Is this the white Plexico Burris? Not pulling your leg here.
Hey, you know what? I got to be honest.
You kind of see it now?
I kind of see it. Yeah. Yeah, I do.
So CBS Sports put out their Steelers all quarter century team. The only places they differed from my list, they put Bettis at running back over Bell. Jerome was on the decline in the 2000s because of the wear and tear and all the miles that were on him. And Bell was an all-pro running back who for a period of time was in the conversation as the best running back in the NFL. So I disagree with that, even though obviously how can you not love Jerome? He would be the Steelers running back of the 90s, not the 2000s. So Bell at running back. The only other spot I think I differed from CBS was they had Shazier over Timmons at linebacker. And I think Shazier, if he had stayed healthy, would have been the guy. But Timmons was a solid starting linebacker for 8 or 9 years here and was a part of the Super Bowl team in 2008. So everywhere else I'm looking at it as really slam dunks and pretty easy calls. even though Cabali said Clark over me, I think was something that people would say. But that's Cabali for you. Looking to stir the pot. 412-928-9370. It's 5 o'clock, so now we can start Open Phone Friday. Let's begin with Dave in Indiana. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Funny.
Hey, man.
Hey, I wanted to tell you that I normally side with Malzy on things, but I've been listening to you all week since Monday, and you've been spot on with everything I've heard you say.
So maybe Malzy dumbs me down. Do you ever think about that?
Yeah, I don't know about that, but maybe. It's possible.
Okay.
But yeah, like what you were saying about the Open, and honestly, it's Pittsburghers being Yenzers and being from around here, I can't stand that. It drives me up a wall.
So if people didn't hear it, because they might not get the reference, because I said that on Monday and it's Friday, the point I made on the U.S. Open was that it was just a so-so tournament, and it was the worst U.S. Open in Oakmont history and the worst major of the year. And a lot of people got mad at me, but I think the facts back it up. The ratings were not good. People were not transfixed by or entertained by this U.S. Open whatsoever.
And it's good for golf when the Open is at Oakmont, but you have the superstars engaging the kids, getting their attention.
Right.
And yeah.
Every person who was there, and like my father-in-law and brother-in-law had an amazing experience there on Sunday. But everybody would rather watch a tournament where just to use golf names from the past. If you were going to a U.S. Open, you'd rather see Arnold Palmer win it or come close to winning it than watch John Mahaffey win it. And John Mahaffey's actually a better golfer all time than J.J. Spaun. Not really even close, actually. But star power, man. Star power in sports. The NFL is like the only sport that doesn't need star power because it's just baked in with all of us to watch the NFL no matter what. We wait just about a decade for the U.S. Open every time. And this time we got a journeyman who won it, who I'm not even sure he made the cut this week at the Travelers Championship. Can you look that up, Dom? Tell me how J.J. Spaun was doing. I know Scheffler was playing great there. Here is Michael in Plum. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Anytime.
Love listening to you guys.
Thank you.
I'll tell you what. I only have kind of two things.
Go ahead.
And one kind of goes from earlier this week.
Sure.
But a suggestion for the Gatorade bottle problem that you guys were talking about.
Yes. Dom and Cabali both claimed that they've never peed while driving, which I think is them lying. I think they're just embarrassed because I feel like every guy has done it.
I've done it. And that's my suggestion would be on longer trips. You know, the Arizona tea bottles, much bigger capacity.
Yeah.
About the same size hole. Mm-hmm. and also on your trip here to Myrtle Beach, have you ever thought about leaving middle of the night?
Like Everyone's brought that up. And I think I finally, thanks, Mike. I think I finally convinced my wife that we're going to leave this morning at 2 a.m. And I'm sure we're going to wake our daughter up to get in the car seat. I'm going to keep my fingers crossed that because she's still tired, she falls right back asleep. And she sleeps maybe for another 4 or 5 hours. We stop, we get breakfast somewhere. We get back on the road. She gets antsy again. Then we'll stop and maybe find an activity for a couple hours. But we do that. Then we end up getting there around like 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon instead of who knows. I mean, if we leave at like 7 or 8, it might take us 12 hours to get there. Dom, it looks like you have something to say.
J.J. Spaun is currently shooting 4 over for the tournament. He shot 1 over today. There is no cut at the Travelers Championship.
I didn't know that. How many strokes back is he?
He's tied for 59th place.
How many strokes back is he?
IDK.
You can't scroll up and check?
Well, the leaderboard here doesn't say, so...
So are they just having fun there? They don't...
I'm being told 13.
13 strokes back.
Correct.
Here is Lou in Neville Island. Hello, Lou.
I often hear it said that politicians have better things to do than deal with what the pirate situation, that's stupid, them getting involved. But a politician's, one of their main jobs is to drive commerce, get taxes coming, get people into their city. So what would be wrong if a councilman or a mayor called out Bob Nunning and embarrassed him a little bit and said, we built you a stadium, you're not holding up your end of the bargain, we're losing tons of tax dollars, visitors to the city, either spend more money and try to win or sell the team, you're not holding up your end of the bargain. Why isn't it a politician's job to get involved in that situation?
I was going to say, now look, I moved here in 2010, so that's the last 15 years. And ownership for the Pirates changed a couple of years before that. To the best of my knowledge, I don't know of a like city politician, not just a mayoral race or just like one below that, like a council position, like the caller said. I do find it interesting that no one is actually just run on that platform, even if they think it's like a hollow thing or like a promise that they can't keep. When has that ever stopped politicians? I'm going to say I can do something, even though I know I can't, just to get you to vote for me. I mean, we're obviously, this is our, like, we're in the sports domain. But I feel like there are some people out there that would look at that as a very compelling or a platform that they would be interested in hearing more about. I don't know. There's just not history, like, to the actual point. I just don't know of situations where that's worked. And I would be shocked to find out that it has, that no one's tried it. Trying to get like a political party or movement to try to like force a sports team into doing something. Just, I've never heard of that. And we're not the only place where people have like complained about how much money is spent on a sports team. So I wish I had a better answer for you, but that's like just on the fly here. Not that I haven't pondered these things before, but that's just what's coming to me right now. 412-928-9370. It is Open Phone Friday. Here is our guy, Chuck, in Uniontown, back-to-back days. You love to see it and hear it. Hello, Chuck.
Hello, Tony, and thanks once again. Always good to talk to you.
Right back at you.
A world of knowledge, extremely professional. Tony, if we get rid of Sherrington, which I hope they do, the sooner the better.
Yep.
Where do you go outside the organization, and do you go to a small market team to look for a replacement GM to look to a successful small market franchise? Also, on another thing.
Yeah.
With Billy Cook up here now, isn't it time to tell Tommy Pham 32 skidoo?
No extra base hits since April, and he's hitting 194, and he's stopping games in the extra innings last night to get fans thrown out. Yes, it's long overdue to get rid of him. You have to go outside the organization. You can't hire someone who's worked under Ben Cherington, who presumably was brought here by Ben Cherington to run your baseball operations. So, no, you're not doing that under any circumstance. I don't want to limit myself to just guys who are coming up through small market teams, like who's the assistant GM in Tampa, or who's the assistant GM in Cleveland, or who's the assistant GM in Milwaukee. Like, I think that's fine. You want to talk to those people. But I also look at it this way. If the Dodgers, and I know they have, you know, the same amount of money as God, but they also pay, I would think, their assistant GMs a lot of money. And Andrew Friedman runs the Dodgers. I mean, he ran the Rays before that. He's considered one of the great minds in baseball. So I would, if I found out in 3 months, let me put it this way. If I found out in 3 months that the Pirates hired the second in command of the Dodgers organization to be their GM, I would be very excited about that. Because he would come from an organization that's won a lot. And if you look at the way the Dodgers have been constructed, I know they've spent a lot of money. But they also have produced one of the best farm systems in all of baseball. And they've also found a ton of guys who were diamonds in the rough.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.